we have a retirement crisis in our state and in our country. For the long period of time, retirement, everyone's retirement is supposed to be a three-legged stool: Social Security, private pension, savings. Right now, we have Social Security. Private pensions have started to dry up. Employers aren't making access to retirement plans. And individuals are having a hard time figuring out how they go about doing it in a meaningful way that gets them the resources they need to have a secure, healthy, and dignified retirement.
And people are living longer, so they're going to need a lot more money.
Exactly, exactly. So if we don't try to come up with a way to figure out how people are individually going to pay for their retirements, then we're going to have to find a way through government to fill in the gaps. When people don't have money for food, when people don't have money for housing, it's the government that steps in to fill those gaps. If we can figure out a way that gets people to take control while they're younger, we can save a lot of time and heartache later.
And this bill requires a payroll deduction. Where does the money go? Does it go to...
So the whole idea is, if you're an employer who is not providing a retirement plan,
right,
you would be required to participate to provide this as an option. An employee would not be required to do it, but it doesn't require each employee to make the deduction. You can opt out, but it does require every employer to give you the option to participate.
If I'm an employee and the money is deducted on my paycheck, where does that money go?
Well, the money is going to go into a pool that would be managed by this board of trustees, mm-hmm, most likely through working with a company like Legg Mason that was here today, to figure out how they manage and how they come together and drive down the cost of retirement. Interestingly, there was a presentation by the head of Charles Schwab, the CEO of Charles Schwab, at the National Press Club in the fall, and he talked about how fees eat up so much money out of people's retirements. The average American loses $100,000 out of their retirement funds as a result of high fees. If you can pull together an economy of scale, a large pool of resources, like the state does with its own pension plan, and demand better rates, you can get those rates because there's an incentive to the investor.
So the state would be running this trust? Or...
Well,
there is a board
that would be appointed that would oversee, and it would be that board that would make those choices, just like the board that oversees the state pension fund.
Isn't there an education component? I mean, there are still people who won't save, maybe they can't afford to, or they think they can't afford to.
Well, one of the interesting statistics that we heard today was 70% of people who have the option at work save. Only 5% of the people who don't have the option at work save. If you can get half of those, two-thirds of those people into a savings account, you've done a lot for a lot of people.
And speaking from personal experience, when